are three types of people in the world. First, there are those that can see. They that see immediately. See things for what they truly are. These folks are extremely rare. Second, there are those who see once shown. Thirdly, there are those that will never see. And included in this third group are those that willfully do not want to see. As for me, I sort of belong to groups 2 and 1. Sure, I have my moments of seeing. However, I don't always comprehend how what I'm seeing all fits together. And I'm thankful that I have and continue to make the effort to forge a connection with the Heavenly Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that guides me, leads me in my studies, who also leads me on my journey to those who do see, extraordinarily accurately for the most part, that is. And there is one such person like this that has been showing the rest of us many great insights based upon his experience and being well-read himself, hey? You gold miner there in Oregon, you? But how can anyone see if they don't have the proper light to see by? As Jesus Christ had stated in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, quote, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Unquote. Now let's get to work. I've never accepted this concept of coincidence, so-called. It certainly is of no coincidence that I would be producing such a series of audio presentations entitled Draw Your Own Conclusions, to which this is episode 6, for the purpose of being transmitted from a website called Real Liberty Media, no less, which is interesting to me, for the reason that, well, for you listening, especially you folks who are regular listeners to RLM, you do know that the God of the Bible is the God of freedom and liberty, right? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? I am known as Craig, and before I continue on in this RLM-centric presentation, I would like to bring some pertinent information to your attention. Commencing with an appeal to you listening to please consider showing your support for what the content creators on this platform provide by sustaining this platform at present and into the future. The unabashed censorship on the interwebs that we all witnessed during Fraud 19, that being Fraud 19 in French, was just the tip of that iceberg, so to speak. Virtual spaces, such as the Real Liberty Media website, may be some of the last virtual spaces where such uncensored truths will be able to be housed independently on the web. For now, that is. For the time being, though, the method of which to make a donation can be found on the front page of the reallibertymedia.com website. As for my own meager presence on the world's largest limited hangout, commonly referred to as the Internet, this has expanded recently by way of having a page on the reallibertymedia.xyz website. In addition to this, the best place to find my meager online presence would be my Linktree page. Should you perform a web search by combining the search terms Linktree and Art of Craig S, all as one word, then you should be able to find it. And when you do, be sure to bookmark that page as well. Once again, that's ArtOfCraigS. Additionally, if you were to add at protonmail.com to that, you'll also have a means to contact me by. At times, copyright is a peculiar concept to me. Certainly the subject of copyright was one of my first cognitive forays into legalism, and I've had an ongoing interest in copyright law for some time, that interest largely being born out of myself having a background in the visual arts. However, when I think about this subject as of late, I can't help but to think to myself, that is, when I allow something, some work to enter my mind, that work becomes copyright to me, in a sense. All of which is a segue into what I will briefly recite here, a short disclaimer, mostly for RLM's sake. Fair use disclaimer. Under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Educational use tips the balance in favor of fair use. The lion's share of this audio presentation is going to consist of myself reading specific chapters from the King James Bible to you, in a specific order, from a specific found list of such chapters and verses from the King James Bible. And it is this aforementioned element, the found list, that was of interest to me, which I hope may be of interest to you as well. As part of an emerging series of streetwise scriptural study guides, I use the word streetwise here, given that the intention is to focus upon the practicability of God's word, as well as to denote to the listener that as I learn more about the wisdom of the scriptures, that I would share some of that journey towards the spirit of the word with you, friend and foe alike. Especially to those friends of the Christ in these times of great tumult. You know how a book may have a preface, then an introduction, followed by a chapter one of the book? Well, I believe that the years of the COVID-19 era, so-called, were a preface to the last days. Why? Because the main thrust of what had transpired does bear an eerie similarity to what is described in the books of Genesis and Revelation. COVID-19 being a topic I had addressed at length in episode DRAWRLM004. Returning to the topic at hand, since the Bible says that the word would be scarce in these last days, my intention here with episode 6 is to make yet another audio recording of the word of God with this found list of verses. I state here yet another recording, owing that there are quite a few to be found online, the best of which that I can recommend to you are the two complete audio recordings of the whole King James Bible on a website called LibriVox.org. They are freely available as well. A website that I had suggested in episode DRAWRLM004 as well. Now these files for download additionally include pre-made album art and CD case insert art, if that's your thing. I will refer again to this repository of audiobook recordings later on in this presentation. Concerning these two sets, there is one set on LibriVox that was recorded by a single individual, as well as another set recorded by many individuals, and I would recommend the latter over the former set. All of which can be located on the LibriVox.org website, I'll include that once again, by simply entering the search terms King James Bible in the search field. Upon locating this list of recordings from there, the next step would be to download each book of the Bible individually. Next, one would have to unarchive these audio files and place them in one's audio file management app or program on one's desktop or laptop computer. To reiterate, all these recordings are in the public domain, a worthwhile endeavor, I'll include here, while they are still available, that is. I myself have recently downloaded all of these files. Further to this, I made my own custom album art with brief descriptions and categorized them in my iTunes music library. A time-consuming labor of love, to be sure. Of course, having the word and hearing the word is one thing. Choosing to live the word, to apply all this to one's own life on a daily basis, is another matter entirely. Returning to the introduction of this presentation, I'll answer the question as to how this found list of chapters and books and verses from the Bible came to me. To make a long story short, it was during an ongoing online Bible study group that I attend when time permits that a few of the folks there had recommended the use of the New American Standard Bible, apart from the King James Bible. I know that many folks do not appreciate the Old English that the King James Bible was written in. However, I find that that merely propels me to research further the meaning of the text itself, like a form of exercise for the mind. Furthermore, I know a lot of misinformation has been spread about King James himself, and that from my own research into his life turns out to be patently false. For more information concerning this, I'll refer you to a video playlist on YouTube entitled, quote, "Why They Hate the King James Version," unquote, to be found on the Chick Tracks official YouTube channel. Moving on, at one time in my life, I had thought that there only was one Bible, that being the King James Bible, of course, and it wasn't that long ago that I was to discover that there are many other Bibles, and that each has its own translation, and that some of these translations have taken great liberties to the point of adulterating the Word of God. When folks ask me which Bible I use, or recommend, I first suggest the King James Holy Bible 1611 edition, which includes the apocryphal books of the Bible as well, these apocryphal books having long been since dropped by most organized religion-type churches, so-called. Failing to have that, I endorse the standard King James Bible, not to be confused with the New King James Bible. I wouldn't recommend that one at all. And now, here I have before me a used copy of the New American Standard Bible, or NASB for short, which is a good tool to cross-reference with the King James Bible because of the plainer, more contemporary English translation it contains therein. So when I sought out for this copy of the NASB, I looked around online at the used bookseller websites that I often frequent. I found many potential copies based upon my criteria, one such criteria being that it had to be a red-letter edition, where the passages when Jesus Christ is speaking are printed in red. There was one in particular that had caught my eye. I noted well that even for being a used copy, it was in quite good condition. No markings or highlighters were used upon it. The covers were in good condition as well, and it was something that was peculiar to these covers that made this copy stand out for me. For someone had pasted in their own Bible study suggestions. When I had seen that, the Holy Spirit gave me the unction to pursue acquiring this book, much like how I had recounted in DRAWRLM002, how the Holy Spirit will bring particular Bible passages to my attention, even when I'm just going for a leisurely walk. Now, this Bible was printed in 1977, and concerning these typed out on some sort of cardstock with a typewriter notes that were pasted in, I would hazard a guess that they were most likely put there in the late 70s or early 80s, perhaps. And what I'll do here first is read the actual lists in their entirety. They're short and concise, with some notes as well. And perhaps I'll include images of what it is that I'm talking about here in the video version of this presentation. Then I'll read most, but not all, of the recommended passages. But I'm not going to read them from the NASB, rather from the King James Bible. And I won't read them all, because I am attempting to keep this recording under 2 hours. However, I will refer you once again to the LibriVox.org website for those entire books of the Bible that are included in this list to find an audio digital file of someone reading them. Anyways, to conclude this introduction, when I had contacted the bookseller about this Bible, in our correspondence, they had said to me, quote, "What was glued inside the front and back cover is just a bonus. I find, for the most part, that whomever did that is correct," unquote. The following is exactly what was typed out onto a cardstock of some sort and pasted into the front and back inside cover of this copy of the New American Standard Bible. I'll first explicate upon the few abbreviations the author of these notes had used, doing so now so as not to disrupt the flow of the recitation, such as the abbreviation NIV, to signify here the New International Version of the Bible, as well as NAS, a reference to the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and concluding with the abbreviation PARA, referring here to the word paraphrase, for the author of these notes had added some contemporary and additional words to some verses, and I would guess they had done this for the reader's benefit to be better able to comprehend the verse with. On the front inside cover, the text reads, in three segments, the first being, Continuing Fruit-Bearing Faith in Jesus, Controlled by the Holy Spirit, Insight, Life, Peace, Joy, and Power to Live, Self-Denial, Persecution, Suffering and Trials, Fabulous Eternal Life. The second segment being, No or Non-Continuing Fruit-Bearing Faith in Jesus, Controlled by Oneself, Other People, Events and Things, Confusion, Turmoil, Depression and Powerlessness, Ultimately, Body and Soul Destroyed Forever in Hell. And the third segment reads, The mind of sinful man, his desires, plans, and own will, is death, but the mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:16, Para NIV. Men are to die once, and then comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27, Para NAS. Ending the text included on the front inside cover, the text on the back inside cover reads, in three segments, a heading with a list of books from the Bible, the first being True and False Prophets and Proof, Genesis, Deuteronomy 13:18, Isaiah 24, 41-46, 65, Jeremiah 5-11, 15-16, 23, 50-51, Ezekiel 26-29, 34, 37-39, Daniel 9:11-12, Joel 3, Amos 9, Zechariah 12:14, Matthew 7, Mark 7, Romans 16, Galatians 1-2, 2 Timothy 3, 1 John, 3 John, and Jude. The next segment is entitled Prophecies Concerning Jesus, Psalms 22-118, Isaiah 7:9, 11, 22, 40, 42, 52, and 53, Jeremiah 23:31, Ezekiel 34, and Daniel 9. The third segment reads, Only one way, faith, control, fruit, and security. Genesis 2-9, Exodus 20, 2 Chronicles 15, Isaiah 1, 30, 55, 59, Jeremiah 31, Ezekiel 18, Matthew 10-28, Mark 7, John 4, 6-16, Romans 1-8, Galatians, Ephesians 4-5, 1 Timothy 1, Hebrews, James 1-2, and the book of Revelation. And it concludes with Don't delay. Jesus is coming very, very soon. And thus concludes the complete additional text pasted into the inside front and back cover of this edition of the New American Standard Bible I have here before me. And with all that being said, one can read for oneself those complete lists from the back inside cover, or stick around and listen for most, but not all, of those books of the Bible being read to you from the King James Bible. The first book in the list that is suggested is the entire book of Genesis, which I am not going to read here right now. For that, I'm going to direct you to LibriVox.org, where you can find an entire recording of the book of Genesis there. Next in the list under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof is the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 13 and 18, commencing with Deuteronomy 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, Let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way to which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou, nor thy fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are around about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear, and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, Certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, Let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire, and make search, and ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shalt burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap for ever, it shall not be built again. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and shew thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers. When thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Continuing on with chapter 18 in the book of Deuteronomy, under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, and he has said unto them, And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw. The first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, which stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times, and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whomsoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. At the time of this recording, having reached the halfway mark of this two-hour presentation or thereabouts, I realize that I will have to make this episode 6 a multi-part episode. Be that as it may, continuing on, as found in the list with the next book of the Bible under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof, Jeremiah 5-11, 15-16, 23, 50 and 51. From the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say, The Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, Surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broke the yoke, and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them, a leopard shall watch over their cities, everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces. Because of their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things? Saith the Lord. And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord, and said, It is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandeth what they say. Their quiver is as an open sepulchre, they are all mighty men. And they shall eat up thine harvest, and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. And they shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, Let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men, and they lay wait, as he that setteth snares, they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore They are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Chapter 6, the Book of Jeremiah. From the list, True and False Prophets in Proof. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth-Hakserem. For evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed every one in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us! For the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, Hew ye down trees, and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corrupters. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Continuing with Jeremiah chapter 7, under the heading of True and False Prophets in Proof. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, and ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for ever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man, and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices, and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name, to pollute it, and they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Continuing on to Jeremiah chapter 8, once again under the true and false prophets and proof heading. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is the people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Every one turned to his course, and the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do ye say, We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defenced cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Continuing in Jeremiah chapter 9 under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled, they are gone. and I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord hath spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness that none passeth through? And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Baalim, which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste, and take up a wailing for us, and our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor lamentation. For death is come up into our windows, and is entered into our places, to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets. Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvestmen, and none shall gather them. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised, Egypt, and Judah, and Edom, and the children of Ammon, and Moab, and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. Continuing on to Jeremiah chapter 10, under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For so much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain, for so much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Ophaz, the work of the workman and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods have not made the heavens and the earth. Even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them, and they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt, my wound is grievous, but I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Chapter 11 of the Book of Jeremiah, continuing under the heading of True and False Prophets and Proof. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked away one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them, The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem go, and cry unto the gods unto whom they offer incense. But they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have yet set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What hath my beloved to do in mine house, seeing she hath wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. The Lord called thy name, a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For the Lord of hosts that planted thee hath pronounced evil against thee. For the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense unto Baal. And the Lord hath given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou shewedest me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith the Lord of the men of Anatoth, that seek thy life, saying, Prophesy not in the name of the Lord, that thou die not by our hand. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, and their sons and their daughters shall die by famine, and there shall be no remnant of them. For I will bring evil upon the men of Anatoth, even the year of their visitation. And this concludes part one of this multi-part episode 6 of Draw Your Own Conclusions.